Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking about why you shouldn't use your 401k as your piggy bank.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so maybe you owe money on your taxes. Maybe you just want to take a really good vacation. Maybe you want to, pay off debt. There are so many reasons why people borrow from their 401k. And I haven't talked about this topic a lot, but I think this is really good, especially this time of year, because I find that a lot of people around April and May, June are asking me about, you know, can I borrow from my 401k? Should I borrow from my 401k? And I don't know if it is a correlation with tax time or if it's just, you know, we're kind of rolling around to summer and we're all thinking about, you know, all the cool things that we want to do in summer, and maybe we just don't have the cash sitting around, you know? And so you kind of look at your 401k balance and it looks really attractive, you know? Maybe you have 20,000 or 50,000 or 100,000 or I don't know however much money you have in your 401k, but a lot of times it can look like, wow, that's a lot of money just sitting right there that I could use for something. Maybe I could use to pay off my loans or my student loans, or, you know, it starts to become, it starts to just become like one of those, you know, tantalizing places, you know, when you're, when you're on a diet and you're trying not to eat sugar and then all you see is sugar. It feels like every meal is, there's like a slice of chocolate cake that you're having to avoid. It can become very much that way when you have, you know, a nice 401k balance, but you're also trying to balance out the other things in life that are not so great. And, you know, there are lots of reasons why people borrow from a 401k, some better than others. But, you know, I just really want to talk about the idea that your 401k is just not a good piggy bank, right? It's not some place that you should put money in, grab a hammer a couple years down the line, break that piggy bank open, use that money. There are a lot of consequences when you borrow from your 401k. And, you know, I think that you don't think about those things, right, when you've got the great idea in your head of borrowing from your 401k. And there are some situations where, you know, people really have had to borrow from their 401k, maybe where they lost a job, or both people weren't working, or you got laid off, or I don't know. I've seen so many situations where it was like, well, yeah, I mean, it's not a good place to find money, but it may be for a short time the only place to find money. A lot of times, you know, millennials will actually borrow money from the 401k to use for a down payment on the house. And while that could be a solution for you, right, I think that you've always got to understand the risk, because that's what all money is about, right? It's about the risk versus the reward. It's why we invest in mutual funds, in the stock market, whatever it may be, right? We're trying to balance out the risk and reward. Obviously, we want more reward than we want risk, but the irony is that usually with the opportunity for great reward comes great risk, and it's how much risk are we willing to take on. And not to kind of go in a total segue, but I think that's the trend with millennials in particular, because you've seen the stock market crash, you've seen 2008, 2009 happen. You've just seen a lot of things happen in kind of a short time period. And, you know, a lot of the younger millennials listening, I don't blame you. I mean, I would probably be super pessimistic too about investing. I'd be like, man, I don't know. Like, all those Wall Street guys are raking it in, and you know, it's nerve-wracking, the market. You know, what's going to happen? The world is so crazy right now. Like, if I woke up tomorrow and lost half of my money, like I wouldn't be very happy. And I get it. You know, there are unfortunately not a lot of places that you can put your money where you can actually get that reward piece. You know, you're not going to get it under your mattress. You're not going to get it in, you know, a high yield savings account. So, you know, I know that investing comes with a lot of risk, but, you know, that's really where you've got to figure out, you know, your own risk tolerance. How much risk can you stomach at night? You know, if you did wake up tomorrow and you lost 50% of your 401k, would you be okay? Would you be hopeful? Like, oh, okay, this now is a great time to buy? Or would you panic? And, you know, determining those things before you determine whatever you're investing in is a really important step to do, and it's really overlooked. And you know, I see a lot of younger millennials, maybe your first job, you won't really know what to pick for your 401k, and so you'll end up just picking whatever your friend picked or your coworker or something like that. Well, they might be totally different when it comes to risky. They may be super risky or not risky at all, and so it might not actually fit you and your goals. So again, when we're talking about, you know, borrowing from your 401k, or if you have a house, you know, doing a cash out refinance for your house, again, it's so specific to your own situation that, you know, you can't blanket statement any of this, right? It just depends. And I think, again, that's the frustrating part with money, is that it just depends, you know? And so that's why you got to read a lot. That's why you got to listen to a lot of podcasts and, you know, talk to a lot of people, maybe hire a financial planner, and, you know, really kind of gauge what works right for your own situation. But I've been thinking about this podcast episode for a while now. It's come up in a lot of conversations, and I was really inspired by my friend David, who is a fellow CFP from the Astute Advisor. I'm going to put a link to his blog in the show notes. You should check out. His articles are just fantastic. I love everything that David writes about. But he wrote an article about a 401k loan and kind of different things you should think about. And I just think this is, you know, the more information that you can have about this, the better. Because if you're thinking about borrowing from your 401k or doing a cash out refinance on your house or whatever it may be, the only thing that I want you to just promise me is that you get the information, right? And that you actually look at the information before you decide yes. Because, you know, if you're not informed and you make a decision, that's really where, you know, things get sticky. Because a lot of times you can't undo what you just did, right? Like, I can't undo eating that glorious piece of chocolate cake, even though I know that I probably should undo it. Okay, there's ways I can undo it, but let's just logically speak, I can't undo eating that chocolate cake. And
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. So money, a lot of money decisions are that way. You know, there are a lot of things you can undo, but this is one that once you've kind of go down this road, you kind of got to follow it through. So, you know, you can take a loan from your 401k, and every company has different provisions. So if you're thinking about taking a loan, you're going to want to talk to the HR department, and you're going to want to find, you know, all of that tiny fine print about 401k loans for your own company so that you know what you're dealing with. Because when you borrow money from your 401k, you have an interest rate, and that interest rate is the amount that you're going to, or the interest, I should say, on the amount that you're going to pay back, because you borrow from your 401k, but you got to pay back to your 401k. Now, an IRA is a little bit different. If you want to take money out from an IRA, you can take money out. There are certain sort of penalty-free reasons that you can take money from an IRA, but let's just speak on general terms. You can take money out from your IRA, right? There's no interest rate. You don't have to pay your money back. So it's a little bit different than your 401k. So I want you to kind of understand those differences as well. And most 401k loans will actually allow you to take out up to 50% of your value, but you can't exceed a maximum of $50,000. So that's kind of the limit there, right? And they have these limits in place for strategic reasons. But again, you're going to want to find the fine print for your own company to find out, you know, what are those parameters that you can borrow from? And again, your first question is, what is my interest rate? Because that's important. You know, how much is this going to actually cost you to borrow this money, right? Because you're not just borrowing out for free. You actually have to pay that money back. And so that's an important thing to keep in mind. Another thing is, you know, if you borrow money from your 401k, and let's say you borrow money in May, and in September you actually end up leaving the company, usually you have to pay that money back right away. Again, this is something that you're going to want to talk with your HR department about. You know, what are those rules and regulations about if you were to leave the job? Because that, again, is super important. You know, I know a lot of people borrow from their 401k, use it as a piggy bank for down payment on the house. But I'm always like, wow, you know, usually you're borrowing a fairly significant amount of money. And what is going to be the consequences if you actually leave that job? You know, how long do you need to stay at that job to pay that loan back? You're going to want to know all of those things, right? And also, if you terminate employment, so if you decide to leave, usually your loan balance is going to be deemed a distribution if it's not fully repaid. And a distribution has all sorts of tax consequences that you're going to have to deal with. And so usually you're not going to want to be in that situation. So it's really important, especially with millennials, because we switch jobs so often, we're kind of bouncing around, and it's really unusual for someone to say, you know, that they're going to stay at one particular job for 5 years or 10 years or even 2 years, right? 2 years seems like, it seems like forever. Oh my God, I got to stay there for 2 years. So again, it's really important that you know what you're doing, because, you know, if you take money out of your 401k and you don't repay it and you take money of an IRA before 59 and a half, you can have early withdrawal penalties. And in a 401k, it could result in paying over a third of the loan to the IRS come tax time, come that next tax time. And that's a lot of money for a lot of people. And, you know, if you're borrowing money from your 401k, you're borrowing that money because you don't have, you know, cash on the side. You don't have money that you can easily tap into. And so that's why you're turning to your 401k. So, you know, it would kind of be like a double whammy if that all of a sudden you owed taxes on that particular amount and you weren't prepared for that. You know, I think that that's the reason why I see a fair share of bankruptcy with millennials and things like that. You know, I hate to see that because you're so young. Oh my gosh, you're so young, you know, and you have the chance to you have the chance to do a lot of things right with your money. And it just breaks my heart when somebody in their 20s like has to file bankruptcy, because it's just, it's a really hard thing to kind of recover from.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using DeleteMe and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have DeleteMe. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
So again, we talked about, you know, the costs and fees that are associated with your 401k. And you know, you're going to want to find out not only what your interest rate is, but do you have quarterly or annual maintenance fees in your 401k? All right. A lot of times when you take a loan, they're going to actually charge some sort of fee to maintain the loan. Sounds crazy, I know. But it could just add up a lot of fees on top of interest rates. So again, you want the whole picture before you push the go button. You want to know what you're getting into. You want to understand the terms. And you also want to figure out, can my budget support that payment that I'm going to have to make every month back to my 401k? Really, 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 really super important is you want to add that payment to your budget and go, okay, is this going to work? So what I like to suggest is, whatever you think the payment, whatever you figure out the payment would be, the monthly payment would be back, add that into your budget like a month ahead of time. couple months, even better. Feel what that feels like. Take that money out and put it into your savings account and see, you know, how do I feel? How is my budget? Can I make this work? Now, sometimes it's obvious, maybe if you have a couple $1,000 left over every month, you know, and you have a couple $100 401k payment, all right, it's not that big of a deal. But if you're already sort of on the edge with your budget, and then you got to add in another payment on top of that, you just really want to make sure that you can handle that and not freak out about it, right? All we're trying to do is stop kind of like a domino effect of bad decisions or bad consequences with money starting to happen, because that's really where, you know, things start to unravel a bit and it's hard to come back, right? It's hard to, again, uneat that piece of chocolate cake that I really loved, but I ate it, right? And another reason, really maybe one of the most important reasons why, you know, you shouldn't use your 401k as a piggy bank is because you're basically removing money from your 401k that has the ability to grow tax deferred, that has ability to compound and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so, you know, you could lose a lot of compound growth. You could lose a lot of savings ability because if you're taking a really long time to pay back that loan, you probably aren't contributing to your 401k in that time period. And so if you're not contributing your 401k, now you've lost the whole tax advantage to your 401k. And then maybe now you're missing out on your match from your company. And so, you know, you could really be trading something that is kind of a short-term, you know, dipping into that piggy bank for a real long-term loss in savings. And again, remember we talk all about, you know, your 401k, your IRA, your Roth, whatever it may be, it gives you choices down the line. It gives you lifestyle choices. You can make decisions with your money down the line that you don't necessarily have if you don't have that money saved. So am I going to, like, if I was rolling out of college again and I was, you know, what 20, 21, man, the first thing I would do is set up some sort of investment account if I had earned income, right? Which I did. And so I just want to make sure that you understand, especially if you're listening and you're one of the younger millennials, you need to have income to invest in your IRA or Roth. Obviously a 401k is tied to your job. So obviously you would have income there, right? But I would start investing something, even just a tiny bit, because you have the power of compound. You have the power of leverage of so many years. And, you know, you can contribute just a small amount and you have the opportunity for a large amount of growth over your working years, over your lifetime, which is just brilliant. You know, when you're in your 40s and your 50s and you're trying to do this and you're trying to piece things together, those numbers that you need to invest, they get really large. And that's really where it's, you know, you start pausing and going, oh my gosh, like, I don't know if A, I want to do this or if I can do this. But when you're in your 20s, you know, if you're putting away $25 or $50 a month or however much it is, whatever it is for your own particular situation, it just doesn't feel as, it doesn't feel that big. It doesn't feel that impactful, but, you know, it can really grow. It can really get, you know, really big. So again, are there right reasons to pull money out of your 401k? Maybe, depending on your situation, maybe. And I don't know your particular situation, right? I'm not looking at all of your numbers. I'm not looking at all of your details. But in general, that's the word I'm trying to use. In general, your 401k is not a good piggy bank. It just isn't, right? The purpose of your 401k is to get that tax savings, to get that compound growth, to get that 401k match from your company, and to really create a giant snowball that is going to give you the opportunity to have lots of lifestyle choices down the line. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball. I really wish I did. I don't know what the market's going to do, right? I don't know how risky you should be. I don't know how safe you can be. I don't know. I don't know what your life's going to look like. I don't know how long you're going to live. I don't know, so many different factors, right? So again, we're speaking in generality here. We're speaking in generalities about investing and all of those certain things. But the point I want to make is before you make any big decisions like this, know all your factors. Lay them out on a piece of paper. Look at them. Use some calculators. Figure out how that will impact you in the future and really make an educated guess. And that is the smartest money move you can make, is with any decision that you have to make, look at everything. Look at it on paper. Think about it, right? And really understand your choices. And if at the end of the day your choice is yes, then your choice is yes, right? I just want you to be informed. I want you to be able to make smart decisions. And I want you to be able to figure out what is right for your own particular situation. All right. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game, and you can head over to Instagram at millennial_money to check out some of my Instagram stories with loads more of money tips.